The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Hey, hey, hey you. It's the Artist D here, and I just wanted to tell you that Mr. Cotolo, Mr. Frank Cotolo, the Frank, is on right now. Pow! 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 Pow!
Sorry, I won't be able to be there because I'm here right now. And this is who, and you know, he's over there. That guy, you know, he's over there.
That's Cotolo over there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know what I mean. I know. It's just too, I can't. I can't. I got a prior engagement. Oh, I'm going to do this now, okay? The show never stops. It goes on. Even when it's on, off, it's on the show. Neo-postmodernists, you sunburnt sicklemen of April weary, come hither from the furrow and Dean Murray make holiday. Wake up, it's night! Sounded canned. You never want it to sound canned. Commander Cotolo here, the Bard of Broadcasting. Ready to make a go of it, Y2K Plus 14. Philosophical entertainment, relevant irreverence, netterati, couple service, netaholics, and infomaniacs. You're going to wish this was a television show tonight, I guarantee you. That's what we're going to wish we had the cam on tonight. Hey, stay with us. This is going to be good. It's always good. Even Jeremy's here. Despite that, it's going to be good. Scap to I scap from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every Bordello. And like fill out every, you can leave number five. You can leave, you don't have to fill out number five. Just fill out number six and go right down the line there. Hi, it's me. And I'm here and we are readjusting for a show with a live guest. This is rare that we have somebody in the studio. I mean, he's here, but that doesn't matter much. And I'm here because I've always been. I've been here since, actually, since before the internet. I sat down here with a microphone and just continued to talk until they invented this thing and we came on here. My name is Frank Atolo. My man's name adorns the title of the show. And we have a lot of things going on. And we're going to tell you about some of the things ahead of time. And then we're going to move on to our guest. Oh boy, did I, huh? Everybody I know read either the blog, Cotolo.blogspot.com, or read the Facebook thing there too.
Oh, yeah.
That's Jeremy. Jeremy's here. Jeremy?
Hey.
Yes, Jeremy's here. And,
did you do your taxes?
I should, why?
Because they were due.
What did you do? So you suddenly, you got a side job now? You work for the IRS or what?
Never mind.
No. Yes, I did. I not only did my taxes, I had to pay my taxes. Now, some people might be saying, you, Frank Atolo, paying taxes? How is that possible? You know, I'm a cottage industry. Okay. Uh-huh. And so I'm responsible and I know what to do with this. I have an accountant who lives and works out in Los Angeles and refused to be identified. Oh. My name is Frank Atolo. My man's name adorns the title of the show. We move into here. It's now. I told you these things were going to be happening. It's a very busy April, and may turn out to be a busy May also. As promised tonight, I haven't mentioned this yet, but I know you've seen it because I've got lots of comments already. Because I put a picture up of our guest tonight, and her picture has caused a little bit of a. It had reaction. Let's just say we had reaction, okay? And I later on I was wondering, was I supposed to use your middle name also? We'll give you a mic. You're going to be in charge of this microphone with her, Mr. Jeremy.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to say Grace Marie Williams or just why?
You can say Grace Marie Williams.
Well, I know I can
say
it.
That's how they can find me on Facebook. So
what does it say on this? Oh, really? Because I didn't put the Marie in there. Is that the way you're carded? Billed?
Mm-hmm.
Your build is
Grace Marie
Williams.
Grace Marie
Williams. Okay. Well, okay. Well, Grace Marie Williams is with us right here. And we're going to talk about that. I'm trying to hold back a lot of it because I'm going to do the questions and stuff and go into it. But I know a lot of people are listening. That's what I said. She's a lovely young actress. And what's going to happen is what always happens on this show. And it's been happening for like many years because you don't know that I've been sitting here for like years upon years upon years. This is the first show like of its kind here in Cyberland. And people who have already been famous come on, and people get famous when they come on, okay? So, and Jeremy laughs because he may be one of the rare ones who does not become famous. So he's going, how am I going to fall into that category?
I'm proud of it.
No, you're not. Excuse me. Excuse me. And we've had a lot of people who've gone on to do a very, very accomplished things in their life. And I know you're already come. You know, I'm not saying you need to be here for your career. Believe me, you do not need to be here for your career. But I don't think it's going to be a lack of luck if things continue. If they fall apart, who knows, right? Because things do fall apart.
Right.
I could have a massive corner in the middle of the show and it's all over. Years of work come to what?
We came close to that.
Horrible.
Nothing. We did? When?
When your nose was gushing blood.
Let me explain something to you. A nose gushing blood does not necessarily have anything to do with coronary disease.
Well, no, I was just...
I
wasn't relating to diseases.
You said he came close. I came close to having... I said coronary, and you said I came close to it. I didn't come close to...
Oh, you came close to dropping that in the middle of the show.
No. First of all, a bloody nose. I didn't really want to go into this, but there's so many things I don't...
Well, then let's not.
There's so many things I don't want to, and I can set you straight. Here's what's happening the rest of April. Grace Marie Williams is with us, and we're going to talk to her about a lot of things. Hollywood, and it's been a lot on my mind since I knew you were coming, because I don't know if you know this, but I have a history in that town.
Tell us about it.
Okay. No, well, you're going to tell us. Well, we're going to talk about it. But anyway, so she's here. It's April 17th. April 24th is the last show of April, Y2K plus 14. Listen to this. Listen to what's happening. Now, I already told you that that Tom Savino is going to be. It's a Tom Savino week next week. But check this out, okay?
Ooh.
We're adding to Mr. Savino. We're adding Dr. Andrew Waldar is coming to talk about the new finding of gravitational waves that have gone through the universe.
Oh, my goodness. And Tom, I'll miss that one.
Yeah, you're not here, right?
No, I'll be there.
Oh, and Jeremy. Tom, but Jeremy won't be on Skype. Got a three-way conversation going on, Mr. Savino.
Oh, did you figure out how to combine conversations
on Skype? No, I'm going to leave that up to you. And we're going to have Dr. Waldar, who's a regular on this show, talking about all things spatial scientific. Dr. Waldar, of course, is a teacher, an accomplished teacher and physicist and scientist, and he teaches at Villanova, which is, and he's been added onto the Congressional Record. I don't know what song he was singing, but he's on the Congressional Record. And okay, so that takes care of the 24th. Then we're going to go into May, and we're going to do a Grace. Do you sing also?
I mean, can, but oh, I don't do it you professionally don't have... right now. I might explore it a later time. Okay. Not right now, though.
Jeremy's the co-host. You're the guest, so we're going to... Yeah, you take it off the thing and just hold it? Okay. There it goes. He's a man who knows how to hold it. You don't have a mic. You're a stand-up comedian. You got to know how to use a mic, for God's sakes.
It does not hold it.
Does it reach? You could roll in there. I put wheels on that chair for you, Grace, so that you could roll a little bit. That's the way she rolls, you know.
Thank you. So
Grace, GMW is with us. But here's what else is going to happen in May. We're still waiting to hear from Robin Matthews. Now this is another one, Robin. You know, have you heard of Robin Matthews? Did you watch the Oscars this year?
Did you watch the Oscars this year?
Yeah, Robin Matthews, who was on this show in the past, and then she went on to win an Oscar. So we're going to... What?
She doesn't know. She just lied to us.
I didn't see them. Nobody remembers a lot of those people anyway, right, who won for this
There's
one.
So many.
She won for best hair and makeup for Dallas Buyers.
Not just hair makeup. What do you think? There's a face makeup category?
Best hair and makeup, I said.
Oh.
Not hair makeup.
It's makeup. It's best makeup.
I thought it was... Okay.
Hair and... No.
Well...
Robin, anyway, went on to win for the Dallas Kmart Club. What was it?
The Galaxy.
I didn't see the movie yet. I just saw some. I saw Matthew McConaughey. You know, he does a when we do PSAs.
All right.
He does that PSA.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, play it during the break.
What if you? What is it? Can you imagine going something? Yeah, it's really not that good. It's not that good at all. It's not an Oscar-winning performance.
It's classic McConaughey.
Anyway, he's not going to be on. We're waiting to hear from Robin. She went to from Paris, then she went to. You know, once you win an Oscar, at least for the next three to 6 months, you know, you're busy.
Yeah.
A lot of people drop off the edge of the earth afterwards, but not Robin.
Or they stop talking to us.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
No, not that part.
Oh, good timing.
Not that part.
Good timing.
Being busy for months.
You know, we may let you hold it later and then give it to Jeremy. And then you could talk in. You got to lean in because you're the co-host.
I bring it over to her. Then.
Watch it. I'll have her come over here and you'll never hear from you again. Okay, and then we're going to do our Cambodian cocktail hour.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know, but this, I just keep thinking about this. That's why I asked Grace if she could sing, because she could come by and sing. We're going to have a Cambodian cocktail hour.
We can do that.
The Cambodia.
Well, with a couple drinks.
With a couple drinks.
The Cambodian. You're old enough. Sure, let me see your resume.
I am. I'm old enough.
You know, we don't
want. But.
I know your shoe size too now, which is really good.
That's gonna
who all is gonna be at the Cambodian cocktail?
I don't know yet. We're gonna figure out who's gonna be there at the Cambodian cocktail hour. Well, I will be sitting over there doing with the out of tune piano. That's why it's kind of out of tune, and one of the keys stick, it was said to me that I said, I'm not going to do this, because somebody said, why don't you do another show? I've done shows where I just, you know, sit around the piano, do stupid things and regular things that become stupid and stupid things that become regular. And people seem to like that junk.
I'm going to bring my bass guitar.
And he's going to bring his bass guitar. We're really going out of tune here now.
My out of tune voice.
And, That would be perfect, though. See, someone said, why don't you do that again? I said, because the piano's out of tune. And then they said, people at SRM Media Works, who are the named people who produce the show, they said, do a Cambodian cocktail because all the Cambodian music, everything's out of tune. They're always, they just do kind of, so that I said, okay, I'll
I'd
do
it. Perfect for that, right? I think.
You, okay, so then maybe, you know, maybe you can come back whenever we do it. We'll give you plenty of notice and we'll give everybody plenty of notice so they can plan something.
I'll pre-game it before.
So they can plan something else that night.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man, I have to go to the dentist.
Yeah, geez, I was going to come to that Cambodian cocktail. By the cocktail hour, by the way, is 2 hours. So that gives you an idea. It's a little bit out of tune. And but it should be fun. We're going to do that. We're going to get some other people also on the show. And I forgot, Dr. Popoli's due back, and you know, and he'll be good in case I have a coroner, right? In case my, and we'll have
no, that's good for him to be around.
No.
Who's that, a fan already?
No, not yet. I got to turn that thing off. But anyway, here we are, and we're going to have a lot of that. Now, here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. I'm going to sell some books, and then what we're going to do is come back. And then we're going to switch, Mike, we're going to introduce you to Grace, and we're going to get serious about Grace. I know about Grace, and I have Grace's info. Oh, that's not it. Grace's information, right? So, you listen, Netaholics, Infomaniacs, stay tuned, because what you're going to hear, you don't have 8x10s we can give out if people want them to?
Do I have a what?
Do you have 8x10s that we can send to people if they ask for them?
Headshots, yeah.
You know what they can do? They could just copy the darn thing off the... You know,
Internet,
this day and age, right? Who does any? Right?
Don't give them the ideas.
It can't be signed, though. You see, we can get them signed if they send them. Oh, well, we'll figure something out.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Grace is here, and we're going to talk. We're going to talk all sorts of stuff about Hollywood acting, and well, why don't we just talk about it later? You too, you know, because you. What? You were that guy there.
You.
Let's sell some books.
I've done stuff.
We'll come right back after this. Oh, we can't do it. Look at that, because the mic's over there.
Oh, you blew it.
Neil, let's not sell the book now. Let's just move on. Because
I
we
can
have,
do it for
because
you.
Because we are deficient.
The champion
emerges. We're deficient.
Wacky escapade.
Go buy the, you remember to know it by heart. Let's just go into the show. Back with all this. We'll sell books later. Or
yeah,
we'll put
part.
That back
can
on
do
there.
It live? Wacky escapade.
Hi, I'm Frank Tolo. No. They're not going to buy it anyway. You got your apps. Go get your books. Here, go to blurb.com and get the digital version of Molotov Memoirs. Go to Amazon for License to Skill. Put in my name being Frank Catolo. I go by only other names at bars downtown on 2nd Street. Other than that, I'm here. We're going to talk now with Shoe Size 8, Grace Marie Williams. Let's do this. Why don't you hold? You could hold it. Can you hold your coffee and that at the same time? Sure, you can.
Sure, I can. Yeah, I can multitask. And a pen and a paper. I'm doing big things here.
You were filling out something? What are you doing, writing? You writing a letter? Are you bored
no,
already?
Did I bore you already? I'm writing a letter. No. I was writing some stuff.
Oh, okay. She wants some stuff.
Yeah.
Advice. Oh.
Only things I can barely like think of off the top of my head.
Well, let's see where we go now. You're not just, you know, I've, first of all, how much can we say about where you've just been? What you've just done? What can we say? Because you just did something, and I think everyone will be excited about that.
I can say a little bit. I can't give too much details, but
well, we don't want details, but we want to be able to say that you've just returned from what part of the world?
I just returned. Well, it's where'd in the U.S. That? I just got back from Georgia.
Georgia.
Where
Georgia.
We were filming Hunger Games. So I took part in that, and I just got back from doing that about a week ago.
So this is the third installment of the Hunger Games.
No, the last one. We were already working on the last one. I think they already wrapped up production on the third movie. So
there's four of them, and you were on.
There's four of them.
Oh,
now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm on the last.
I got a lot of catching up to do. I don't know anything about the Hunger Games. Did you know before you went about?
Oh yeah,
the Hunger
I
Games.
Love the Hunger
oh, you
Games.
Okay? You
oh
were.
Yeah.
And so this won't be out till what?
Ooh,
you want a glass or something?
2015.
No, you got it. She's got it. There she is.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be out.
15?
Maybe sometime 2000? In November of 2015. I'm not sure exactly when. I know they're filming pretty early.
That's what they do.
Yeah,
that's
they have to be ahead of it.
So what's the name of this one then? Hunger Games, the last gulp. What is it?
Hunger Games Part 2.
What is it?
Mockingjay Part 2.
So Mockingjay Part 1 is The third one.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is Mockingjay Part 1. The fourth one is Mockingjay.
Mockingjay Part 2. This is the end. I don't know if they're going to title it that. They might change the title to something else.
No. Well, they already did the third one. They call it Mockingjay Part 1.
Well, I don't know if they called it
Part 1. Oh, you don't know. We don't know the title of the third one.
They haven't released it, have they? No. They haven't released it until later this year.
Who is the director on that? It's on here.
On there. Lawrence. I know his last name's Lawrence.
Well, you knew him by his first name, right? Hey, Chico!
I don't know. I think it's because my husband's military and everybody addresses each other by their last name. So I just remember their last name.
Sir Lawrence? He says, yes, sir. Sir Lawrence? Okay, I'm looking.
I should know this, actually.
I'm sorry. There's no gotchas with me here. We're just talking. I'm looking. It says here.
It's Francis Lawrence.
Francis? Oh, yeah, that's like right. Me.
Francis Lawrence.
Francis, like the Pope.
That should have been easy.
Like the Pope. Pope? What else has he done?
John Paul.
And we're going to look it up. You can go look these things up. Write these things down. Here's what you need to do. No, here's what everybody out there needs to do. They know what they need to do if they listen to this show.
Well, on IMDb.
Yeah, what people do is they have their Cthulhu Chronicles notebooks and they write down things because we can't explain everything that we say on the show. And we can't annotate everything. So they write them down. Then later on, they go to their Google, their Yahoo, their Bing, their Bong, and they look it up. Now, if they look up Grace Marie Williams, not Grace, why are you using the three names?
Well, just on Facebook, they can find me easier that way. I've noticed every time I look myself up, just Grace Williams, it's harder to find myself. But if I put my full name, I'm the first person that, yeah.
Well, I lose myself too. I'm constantly looking for myself there.
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, what? When I'm with my friends or people I meet on set and we have to look ourselves up in each other's phone, you know, we do a phone exchange and then we start exchanging like Instagram, Twitter, right. Facebook. So every time I plug my name in, it just makes it way easier if you put Grace Marie Williams because I'm the first person that pops up.
Did you hear that great joke from the Two Broke Girls? You ever see Two Broke Girls?
I was on that.
You were on Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Jeremy was one of the broke girls.
So
I was the third broke girl.
He was the third broke girl.
It's what Twitter.
I stay at home and cry.
Twitter is for idiots, and Instagram is for people who aren't smart enough to do Twitter. Something like that. Remember that joke?
Oh okay. Yeah.
Okay, back to you.
That's
Grace.
The episode I was on when they did that joke.
Oh, okay. Back to Grace. Grace. all I'm saying is look them up later. But I want to say the three names because if they want to go to Facebook, Grace Marie Williams. And later on, you can write. We write to her there. Or
Instagram. I'm at Instagram, too. I just started my Instagram
pictures?
And my Twitter.
Tons of pictures on Instagram.
I'm very bad with it. Yes, Instagram is for pictures, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put a bunch of pictures up?
I just discovered it not too long ago. I'm way behind. I didn't catch that wave. So my Instagram name is My World Alive, and my Twitter name is One Grace Williams.
Oh, well, I gotta get you on
and
my
I'm
Twitter
very fresh
thing.
On there. There's like no
one Grace. Is that one with a one or one with
one.
A W?
One just with one. The
one with a W. Oh, one with a number or one with a letter.
Number.
One Grace Williams at One Grace Williams.
You know what she needs to do now, Frank.
And then Twitter, My World Alive.
Okay, what is your Twitter? I thought that was your Twitter, at Grace.
Instagram.
Instagram. I can't join Instagram because I don't, you know, you can't get on there unless you have a phone.
You don't have a phone?
Well, I have a phone, but I have one of those old men phones with the big letters.
You should see it.
I don't have, it's a track.
I think I want to.
It's a track phone. You ever see that commercial where the old guy goes, "I'm tracking on the fingers," and he goes, "I even have AM radio." Well, he listens to AM radio. The old guy. He goes, "I even have AM radio." Hey, sounds good to me.
That's a huge
You know, no, I don't have a need to communicate that way.
No.
So I don't. I just don't have any. There's no sense. I actually still have a landline.
I didn't have my Instagram and my Twitter until recently because one of the agents that called me was like, "Grace, you don't have an Instagram and a Twitter? What's wrong with you?"
Right
and
away.
Huh? I was like, "What?" So you have to start up those accounts immediately and start building your fan base because in this industry you're always supposed to be in contact with people and connected and constantly updating and letting everybody know your life story and what you're eating and when you go to the bathroom. And apparently it matters to people. So
yes. It's like, and it's funny too, because we had, we have a guy who does all the, he's really into the cutting edge of technical things. And he was on here. It's not even that long ago. He was on a couple of weeks ago talking about something else. But he was on a couple of years ago, and he talked about this site called Twitter, where people may go if they want to, and there's only 140. Wheat Thins has a Twitter account. Wheat Thins.
So does Oprah.
Wheat Thins. And General Electric.
Grace needs to get a Vine account.
I think I have a Vine. I just don't post anything on my Vine. I look at other people's Vines.
She's too busy to be. That's another thing. I don't know.
We create some good Vines.
Yeah. Well, I would never do it if it wasn't for you, because I wouldn't do it. I refuse to do it. I only do it for you. It's a special thing I do for you. What do you think? People knock on the door and come here in the afternoon, right, and say, hey, let's have a cup of coffee and do a Vine. It doesn't happen.
That's what I do, though.
You are. I
stop in and visit Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do a Vine?
You are represented by...
I'm sorry?
She's calling me crazy.
You are... Okay, let's get that mic right to her. Why don't you just hold it?
Okay,
and
I'm
move in this way. What?
I'm going to be over here.
Are there things you don't want me to read on here?
Copy.
Oh, I thought you had two copies.
You're fine. Maybe I should take a picture of it. No.
I took it from you. I'm going to ask you questions, so you hold it.
All right.
If you need to answer from there. Who represents you now? Let's do that and then go into the good stuff.
Right now, I have two agencies. My first one is Reinhard, and the second one is Click, Model Management. And Click is in pretty much everywhere, but I'm represented out of Atlanta and Pennsylvania. And then Reinhard is also in Pennsylvania. And my manager is the ex-president of Ford Models.
Ford Models?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You're from Georgia, right?
I'm from Texas.
That's right, Texas. Okay. I knew it was
Texas.
Down there somewhere.
Yeah. Way unheard of.
Your name is Williams. That's your married name, though. You're
yes.
of Latin descent, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
Spanish.
You're in Texas. you were born in Texas. And are your parents Mexican?
No, my mom's Hispanic, and my father's white.
Oh, okay. You're born in El Paso?
Yes. And my maiden name is Ramos.
Ramos. Marie Ramos. Out of the night when the full moon is
gone. Good R's.
Comes an actress known as Ramos.
I'm already forgetting Ramos. How to say my own last name. I'm like, Ramos?
Why did you...
I said Williams so much. It's just not...
What's wrong? Why? That's an easy name. It's a good name. And it's an ethnic name. Why did you not go with your... why did you go with
my husband's
Williams?
Just because it's tradition, I guess, when you get married to take the last
name.
No,
I don't mean your married name could be that. I mean, but your acting name Pistoinka. I mean, you're right. You could be Lola Pistoinka. In fact, I think that's a good thing for you. You might consider that. Why did you go with Williams?
I don't know. I mean,
now she's
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
because.
So.
I mean, what if you ever got divorced, right?
Rita,
just
you know
kidding.
What you've been?
My husband's listening. I'm just kidding.
Rita Ramos. Wow, what a great name.
Rita
Ramos. I'm like old-time Hollywood, okay? Rita Ramos. What is a name?
I think, honestly, because...
You can have it if
most
you want.
Most of the castings I see look for Caucasian females, and the Williams kind of helps me in that area because they think I'm just...
Well, wait a second. You don't look anything but Caucasian. So
that's what, yeah.
So why did you leave the
I can go ethnically ambiguous, or I can go Caucasian.
When they see ethnically
that's
ambiguous.
That's what they call it in the industry.
And now, the portion of our program we like to call ethnically ambiguous.
You'd be surprised.
With us is, I know that I understand a lot about And I don't think it's changed much. I can't talk. It's been a long time since I've been in Hollywood and involved in any of that stuff. But I do know that there's various, I don't know what we call them. Conceits. There are various conceits that have to do with actors and actresses. But if they saw your picture and it said, if I saw your picture and that was the same picture that everyone's seeing out there now, mm-hmm. unless they've gone to your Instagram and got more pictures, or right. went, if I saw Rita Ramos, you would obviously say to yourself, oh, Rita Ramos, but you would look at you as they would look at you, as I'm looking at you now. And you don't look like, what?
I do. I'm like, who's Rita? Me? Okay. Yeah, Rita. I am Rita.
I don't know. This one stuck with me. Rita Ramos. It's okay.
That's going to be in everybody's head.
It's Grace Marie. And then you went with three names. It's just it's a Williams. I'm not trying to be critical. I just am. I mean, it's just a matter of discussion. I'm not being critical. This is a matter of discussion. Because it seems like of all the, you know, you got people go for names that are, but you said there was a reason for this. You thought an agent would look at your name, but he'd also see your picture, is what I'm saying. If you got your composite right, so he's seeing your picture and he's going, does he look and he go? Look at it and go, this is. And plus, you have an agent. The agent's mm-hmm. gonna go, hey, you know who'd be good for this? Grace Marie Williams.
Well, when they submit me, they just go Grace Williams. Just saying for Facebook. I have it on my resume, but I mean, I wouldn't want to be called Grace Marie Williams every single time, I think. Like in the credits or anything.
There's so much Rita in it. I don't know what it is.
Much there.
Rita. I see Rita Ramos. I see it like it's driving. Rita Roberto. Okay. Ramos. All right, enough of that. Because we got plenty to do.
What should my stage name be?
your Robert Clank, I think, would be great. Clank. Let's hear for Robert Clank now. He's come from
that's different.
So you were from Texas, and then you were, we talk. You know, actually, those of you who might be really intense listeners, we wound up getting learning from Grace because she called in on the show one time. That's what happened. And then it was like, Dad, it's just,
it was a last minute phone call. I remember I was getting ready for bed.
That's when most people call us, when they're getting.
You know who has a great stage name?
We're ready for dead, maybe. What? Who?
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
Yeah, that's a great stage name.
His real name is what? Eddie Moskowitz? Yeah. Something like that. Okay, let's go back to let's go to the beginning here. We got plenty of time. You're born Grace?
Yes, I was born.
Great.
Grace, the question was?
There's some of that El Paso humor we've heard so much about. Okay.
What have you been saying?
No, Jeremy? He hasn't said anything. I've been around the block. So, from Texas, you moved to Georgia. You got married in Texas? Your husband is in the Army or the Navy or the Marine Corps or one of those services?
No, my husband kidnapped me from Texas as soon as he got out of active Army, and then...
Many Latins are kidnapped by soldiers brought east.
They are.
It's nothing new.
Actually, yes, that's exactly what happened.
So then...
And then he brought me here to Pennsylvania. Because his family lives here. He was born here, so he dragged me.
Well, he's
me
not
over
in
here.
The Army anymore then. If he brought you, because he had to be somewhere.
No, he already got out of the military. So that's why I'm just waiting to graduate so I can move and just go
move?
Full force.
Where we out there?
No, I'm going to move by there. Yeah, to not back to Texas. No way.
California.
Everybody New York moves to California. Or Georgia.
Well,
I haven't decided.
Let's go back. Oh, okay.
Most likely California.
You're looking for film, video work. You're looking for that kind of work. You're not looking for... I mean, you go to New York, you're going to have to deal with stage and stuff, which was a great training and stuff. Let's go back to Grace, when Grace Ramos was... What got you on this path? I'm big into... influences and things that, you know, get people rolling and stuff and want to do this kind of stuff. Because I was just a kid, and you know, I mean, I became a writer because I saw all this stuff happening. I did some acting, but my acting came as a spin-off of other things I did. I didn't want to be an actor, although I happen to have a couple of very interesting scenes. Or, you know, but I wound up acting here and there, okay? But you wanted to be somebody. I wanted to write, and I wound up writing. You wanted to be an actress from what age?
Ooh.
When did this start?
I think when I was 15 years old, and when I was in high school, and I started just looking at films, and a lot of people, back then I looked older, I guess. I mean, I kind of looked the same as I did in high school,
okay,
if you look
yeah.
at me when I was in high school.
I can understand that, yeah.
You're yeah, not, and I don't know, I always saw actresses on the screen, and I think, I think it was Mandy Moore in the movie A Walk to Remember. I was looking at her one day, and I don't know. I love her.
Wait, is that the one with Keanu Reeves?
No,
that's A Walk in the Sun. What?
Shane West and Mandy Moore, A Walk to Remember.
Based off of the Nicholas Sparks book. You know Nicholas Sparks?
Yeah.
He's all mushy gushy.
So you saw what year is this happening? That you saw, when is that movie? What year is that movie? Do you know?
1999.
So you okay?
I don't know. I have to be 14, 15, somewhere around there.
So you're watching a movie, and this particular movie. I mean, is there a moment in your life when you went, "That's what I want to do. I want to do
that's
that."
When it
that
was that's it. When it. Yeah, I was watching this movie, and my boyfriend at the time's mother had came over to the house, and she. I don't know what we were talking about, but I clearly remember her saying, "Oh, you look a lot like Mandy Moore." And my hair was cut the way her hair was cut back then. And I was like, "Oh, I don't think so." But I remember we were having a conversation about me acting and modeling and possibly doing something with that. But then I never touched on that again until later in my life when I heard this open call on the radio for models and, like, local. It was a local thing back in El Paso. And the agency was called Latin American Talent. They're still there, LAT. And I started modeling with them and getting some experience, getting, like, to know what modeling is and what acting is and taking some classes there with them. But
you're taking acting classes.
I was taking modeling runway walk and acting classes because the agent there, I was purely interested in acting.
Yeah,
but
that's what,
but the agent told me that I look like a model, so I should possibly spend some time doing some runway walking and practicing. But when I started looking up all the information for modeling, like high fashion modeling, I definitely don't fit the criteria of high fashion model because usually they're very like just flat. No offense to high fashion models or anything, but I'm very curvaceous.
Fat, okay.
So I don't think I could do it. Plus, they're like 6 feet tall.
What
and I'm
kind of what kind of an agent? What kind of a person looks at you and says? I mean, if you're not an actress, you're not an actress because you haven't acted yet. And there's no particular template of a person who's an actress or an actor. Why would someone say, you know, you don't look like an actor. You look like a model. You should, I mean, what is that? And you wanted to be an actress, but you said, okay, I'll be a model?
I said, I'll try it. Well, I mean, just to get some experience in it.
Being a model, but
doing both.
Not,
I was doing both, okay. But yeah.
Well, what kind of
a model. My acting and modeling coach from the local place, he was a model, so.
Did he explain to you that maybe you were trying to get some, through modeling, you could learn some presence or walk or posture and stuff. He didn't say anything, this guy. He just
honestly
said, you look like a model. Let's get you out on a runway there.
I don't want to say too much about the agency, but...
you don't have to. I'm
asking.
Yeah, it's
just a local thing. They have local stuff everywhere. I mean, they're good to practice and get a little more comfortable being in front of people. I will say that is
okay.
A positive thing that you get out of local agencies. But for the most part,
I guess
once you do local, you should probably stop after, like, maybe the second year and start going with a more reputable, like,
agency. Well, I've never heard of anyone being an actress who someone said, "You're like a model. We'll learn. You can learn to act, but while you're learning to act, we're out on the runway." You would have known there was a problem right away, though.
If I had experience.
No, if an airplane started chasing you.
Okay. So
wrong runway. They don't send you out there. No. Okay, well, let's go by that. So they said that, and then you're taking acting classes with who then? With this guy and these people?
Yeah, and his
The
people.
School is kind of a model acting school.
Right, and he wanted to charge me at first, but then I didn't pay for it. I was like, no, I don't want to.
Good for you.
I want to see, I want to get some experience and see how it is. And plus, I think I was one of the very first models in his agency, although I didn't learn that until later on.
He's not even representing models, and he says to you, you know, you look like a model.
Have to be careful with local agencies.
He just needs a model, that's why. I need one model, and then I can get another model. Okay, so here's the important question. What did you learn from that, and where did you go
from
there into acting? What did you learn?
Well, let's see. My very first thing that I did was it was an open call for a band called Mars Volta. I don't know if you've heard of them.
A band, right.
The guy Omar Rodriguez, he was making an independent film.
Can you say his last name again?
Rodriguez.
You say you know your Latin because he says, Rodriguez. Go ahead. Don Diego.
Omar, of the band. And
it's a good band.
Yeah, it is a good band. They used to be called
What
At
did
the
they
Drive
want?
In.
They now wanted an actress?
He was making an indie film.
You already
film.
Said you can't sing, so.
I can sing, but I don't.
They were doing a video.
Right, he was doing an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Sentimental Engine Slayer. I went on there just to be an extra, basically like background, mm-hmm. because there was an open call on the radio, so I went to that. In El Paso, in Texas. It was my first thing. I think I was 18 at the time. And so he ended up pulling me. He directed and starred in his movie. Uh-huh. So he ended up pulling me from this little crowd of people. And I just had like a line or two in the film with him. So that was where I first pretty much started.
Do you remember? Everybody remembers their first line or second line. Things they've said throughout the years. What was your line in that? Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay. Was it prompted?
Very low. I said, "Hey, babe, how's it going?" Because we were at a bar and he had makeup on. Actually, he caught me by surprise because his.
You didn't have makeup on?
He had makeup on.
What kind
he
of had, makeup? I mean,
like,
what do you mean?
Like a he black was, eye makeup.
Oh,
like
he was.
He had just got beaten up or something.
Yeah.
But initially, when I sat at the bar and I looked at him, I didn't know we were filming. So I kind of said, "Oh my God, what happened to your face? Like, are you okay?" And he looks at me and he's like, "Yeah, yeah." He just kept going with it. And then they said cut. And I was like very taken off and like taken by surprise. And I'm like, "What do you mean cut?" Like,
so there was,
and he said, "That was excellent. Let's roll through that again."
A little improv there, huh?
Yeah. So we did that. So what I ended up saying in the actual final edited version was, "Hey, babe. How are you doing? You don't look so good." And then some transvestite came and stole him from me. So
okay.
It's an interesting movie.
It sounds it. I think, yeah, I know. Is it available on DVD?
You can watch it on YouTube for free, actually.
I know. I'm on there, too. They got junk on there, too, you could watch for free. No, I don't mean it's junk. I mean my stuff is junk.
It came out in the Tribeca Film Festival. It was a pretty good film.
I remember that. That's New York.
Yeah, that's
Tribeca.
Basically where.
So that was your first line then.
My love.
Because you said your first line in a movie and you did that get you into a SAG or a thing or whatever?
No, that didn't get me anything actually.
Because sometimes I don't know how that works. You can after it, but there's one you have to have a speaking line and one you don't. How do you get? To get into the union there, you have to...
To get into the union,
SAG,
you have to have
a speaking line?
Yeah, you have to have either, like, tons and tons of extra work that they just say, okay, you have so much work, let me put you in the union.
I thought it was speaking.
Or you have to actually have speaking lines, yeah, in a SAG commercial.
So there you go from there, and then what happens? But now when that happened and you saw it, you were convinced, then you were like, oh, I'm on the right track.
No, I didn't see it for... like 3 years. I didn't see the film until 3 years later.
But doing it and being on the set and everything, did this convince
you? Yes, that sparked
my
interest even more. And I just started looking online and trying to find out how can I advance in this industry. And obviously the odds against you are so, slim to none.
Yeah, it's enormous.
So, but I didn't want that to defeat me. So I ended up doing all the research I can. I ended up also joining like these crazy competitions for acting.
They're acting competitions?
Yeah.
What is an acting comp? I don't know.
Well, they would go around to cities. There's like IMTA is one. It's a very popular one. The last one was in New York, I think, a couple months ago. And there's IPOP, International Presentation of Performers. I did that, and thousands of people show up to
what
regional.
Do you do? Prepare a scene or something?
You practice monologues, commercials,
and then and then this is a competition.
Yeah, these are competitions.
They narrow down 100 to 20.
They narrow down from thousands to
thousands.
Yeah, thousands to maybe like 100, and then from the 100 that in regionals they pick maybe 30 to go to nationals. And I was one of the 30 picked for nationals, and that was going to California. That was for IPOP. And I've just entered, a lot of competitions.
I didn't know there were that many, but that's apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people would see that as a waste of money, but it is, if you don't know anybody or anything, that is a good way to get your foot in the door by joining these competitions. But only if you've had, a little bit of practice and you're really, really determined to go through with this.
What did
you
bring to
these
contests? What material did you bring to these? What did you do?
That was a while ago. So I just know that I went to the bookstore and I looked up monologues and I found some books on monologues and whatever monologue I preferred, I just pulled it. And commercials, too. You just look on the TV, whatever commercial you like, or, again, you can look online and research what commercials you want to perform. And I just.
So how long do you get on stage to
30
do?
30 seconds for a commercial and 1 minute monologue.
A 1 minute monologue. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what happened on these things? Did you did okay? You did all right? What? Or
with the regional competition, I made it to nationals, but I still haven't even gone to nationals, actually. They still have a reserve spot waiting for me. It's kind of funny because I moved to Pennsylvania before I was able to go to nationals for the IPOP one.
Nobody moves to Pennsylvania if they're going on the nationals.
I know, my husband.
That's your first.
He just dragged me here.
To Pennsylvania.
And then
it's not that bad. Now don't.
Oh no, it's not too bad.
Don't make it sound like that.
No. It's not too bad. No. Actually, Pennsylvania. I like how you have seasons here because I'm not used to that where I'm from.
Texas is that? Yeah, I guess that would be.
Yeah, it's pretty warm where I'm from. Yeah. I mean, you get some cold, but it's not awful. Jeremy's over here looking at the Sentimental Engine Slayer. The scene.
Well.
Yeah,
just hearing it is not going to do us any good, is it?
Oh well. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very, very tiny scene, but that's where I first started.
Now during this time, now that Mandy Moore, is that who we were talking about? Was that her name?
Oh yeah, wait.
Did I say Mandy?
Mandy Moore.
Once Mandy Moore got you hooked on this thing, and you're moving along, and now you're seeing stuff go on, and you're saying things, and you're on the set.
Yeah, and then I realized it was possible.
Well, then, what else are you watching or looking at, or is anyone in your family any theater or any acting?
No,
nobody's
ever done.
Your brothers and sisters.
My mom was a dancer. I used to dance in high school too. So, and my uncles. They did break dancing and all kinds of things. And they came out on a local dance show that used to happen in El Paso way back when in their day, But
back then in their day.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, breakdancing was ages ago, wasn't it?
It
must be, 100 if you know, remember. Okay.
But that was way back when. Other than that, nobody in my family really took an interest in theater or anything like that. Nor did I. I really didn't do theater in high school or anything. So
I'm fascinated how this sparked this just erupted in you one day. And this you I'm talking to, of course, is Grace Williams. Do I have to say Marie?
No, you can say Grace Williams.
Okay, it's Grace Williams. is an actress, just got back. She's going to be in the fourth movie, the final. What they did four.
Right.
And it's not a trilogy. What's four? Is it a quadrigy? No, four is a little awkward. She should be three. Maybe the third was too long. Anyway, of the Hunger Games, and all of you out there must know that a lot better than I do. Okay, so now there's nobody in the family. Okay, there's nothing going on. Your mother was a dancer, you danced, and that's okay for herself. So now you're not discouraged past what? How old are you, and what happens next?
Oh, okay, so... I was already on the ball once I entered that competition on the IPOP. I was determined to just be an actress. At that point, I had already passed, you know, all these thousands of people to get into the competition. Then I made it through regionals to nationals. So I knew I had it in me to continue doing this. And, I had to put it on pause for a little while because I was going through that move to Pennsylvania. And then I ended up having a huge surprise when I found out I was pregnant, when my husband and I got married over here. Then we found out I was having a baby, and all this stuff just started, you know, coming into my life. And yeah. I was getting a little discouraged. But then as soon as I had her, and, you know, being a full-time student in college and everything. So,
this is
there
one
was
of the
a
things,
lot of weight on my shoulders.
Yeah, this is the one of the things I thought was fascinating we talk about, because that's quite a balancing act. It's not, I mean, people live and, you know, for years and years, maybe just dating and seeing people or doing whatever they're doing. I know this because when I lived in Los Angeles, I remember when I first got there and people, my friends who were working in the industry, what have you, said, look, you know, nobody around here does what they do. Okay, like every waiter is either a would-be director or a writer, or he's got a script, or he's got every waitress is an actress, and
oh,
everybody,
right. Yeah,
everybody's
definitely.
Like someone.
I'm an actress, so, this is just what I do on the side.
And these are all, from my experience, the majority of them, which is a great deal of them, were single people who were on a path. I mean, nothing would stop them dead in their tracks more than two things. Number one, a relationship. A child, forget it. Everything just
revolves
becomes...
around.
Well, yeah, none of that. It becomes... And especially with women, because men, you know, men... I'm not talking about actors. I'm talking about actresses now, even though we call them both actors now. Because the woman thing is also... You know, well, you know, I don't have to tell you, and I'm not a woman, I'm telling you. I mean, there's also stuff that goes on when you have a child that makes you intrinsically different than you were before. And
Definitely. And
there's no way you could, you don't feel this this particular bond and closeness and responsibility to a child, okay? Mm-hmm. A man is different because he could I love that kid, but I got to audition it too. I'll be back, you know. So right. The men could get away with that a lot more, but still there weren't a lot of women who would get into that position. So here you are, you're juggling a lot at the moment too. And you're getting work, and you're not even in California and you're getting the stuff you do. So you're going to show up there with a decent resume. What did you do out here? So when it was done, not when it was done, I mean, you had the child, and how long did you just leave it all go?
Well, I just had, okay. So I've only been working since last summer, to be honest with you, and I've already had like a couple of set experiences where I'm pretty proud of.
Here. What happened? Where did you get representation here then? And they said, didn't they say, hey?
I went to a local agency here. And
there are local agencies.
Another local agency. And
there are local agencies.
Yeah, there are local
real
agencies.
Real ones.
But it wasn't a... it was just like a basic local agency, like my one in El Paso, you know, where you just kind of like, oh, they want to make you pay for classes. And I told them I wasn't going to have that.
Right.
I'm like, no, I already have experience with classes and all the training. And I'm now taking college classes.
Now, you know, you went to college, too. So you're taking acting in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm doing all these things. So I refuse to pay for more classes. I'm already... on the next level. I'm like, come on, let's get the ball rolling.
And they
here.
Said,
so
okay, because we
said,
need
yeah,
models.
Okay.
So
I showed them I was like, you know, I am determined. I'll do a monologue for you right now if you want me to. I'll cry for you. I'll do whatever you
how
want.
How are they going to find? How do they find work for you? Because around here, what do we have around here? We either have the people doing summer stock and they're traveling through, or you have the dinner theater, and you have right, and you have there's a what is that down there? Strawberry. What do they have down there?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
They have the Shakespeare thing, and they have people locally, mm-hmm. but there's not a lot of work here unless
right. I'm not so much. I wouldn't say no to theater, but I don't really go for theater jobs. I like to stick on the film route.
God, memorizing those lines. Here, I mean, that's just too much.
Oh, it is. It's very good because
I hate it. I hate memorizing lines. But theater is even worse because you have to know them.
Otherwise, if you mess up, the whole production.
I know movies, you can do it again. You do it again. You got it in your head. You can write it on your arm. You know? My God, it's like, you know.
Have your stunt double do it for you.
Exactly. So no theater now. This is all, and here, see, you took the resume, but you tell me.
Oh, yeah.
So here, you've done commercial, you've done some other stuff in there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through.
So once I met with this local agency, yet again, there was another competition that you have to pay a pretty price for. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go to this competition just because you're able to meet agents there. Like uh-huh. It brings the agents to you. So it's not you going and trying to set up all these appointments. It's the quickest way, really. But again, if you don't have the experience, don't waste the money going and doing this. If you don't have, you know, that it factor, then, I mean, you honestly have to ask your parents. Every parent thinks that their child is, like, the star of their world, you know, it's true. Every parent loves their children and they think, but they have to be realistic, too. Like, there has to be something there. Like, you can't force it on somebody. The drive and the want and the experience or practice has to be there. Because then if you don't impress your family or you don't impress, you know, your neighbor with auditioning in front of them, then you're not going to impress a bunch of agents that have all these years of experience and they're there to seek actual talent.
It's hard to trust the family and friends anyway.
When it comes to that, because everybody will tell you you're beautiful and everybody will say, you're so amazing. Yeah.
And you know, what do they know? Yeah. Really, what do they know? They're agents? Not actors.
Are you an agent, Mom? That's my
I remember when I was playing guitar, I was younger, and my father, and I knew I was terrible, you know. My father was great. I was pretty good. Yeah, pretty good, you know. He's just like, yeah, you can do nothing, okay? I can do this much. You can do nothing. This is not pretty good. This is nothing. It's like you do nothing. So you don't know. You've never played, you know. And they don't. But you're right. So you can't trust that. You've got to get out there with these people who are really tough and hard.
And people can tell when you love what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're actually driven to this and this is what you want to do, it's going to show through your work. And it's going to show through.
Well, if you're good in what they need, they'll take you. There's just plenty of people, I think. I think there's plenty of people who are probably could have been terrific, but never. They just didn't fall into the. They weren't at the right place at the right time, and something didn't happen. And they still struggled through. They make a living. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't make a living. Some of them, how many have quit and gone, gone back. And I don't. And you know you gotta remember this is a financially driven business.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely.
And the guy who the guy who first saw you and said you look like a model wanted a model, and he says, hey, this is a beautiful girl. You're a model, and he knows that somehow he's going to benefit from that. Right. You know, and that's not in a certain way. That's not going to cease. It may become a little bit more professional as time goes on. There may be other ways of doing it. Right. But your agency, I'm sure you know that the people, even the people you deal with now are far different than the people you dealt with when you began, right?
So different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because that local agency I was telling you about, mm-hmm. one of their, I don't want to get into the story, but one of their workers tried contacting my husband. Got a little frisky with me and was like, oh, well, I can destroy your career. And I'm like, huh? Are you kidding me? You're just a local agent. Like, what's wrong
with
you? And not even the agent. It was just like a receptionist.
So here's what I found is the difference. I found the difference of being that the more amateur They are, like that. That's really, what's the word for it?
Unprofessional. Jeremy, you know.
No, there's a word for it. It's not rank. It's Bush League. It's really Bush League stuff, right? Okay. The thing is, later on, they don't tell you. I know, because I've been stabbed in the back, per se, you know, by people close to me. You know, it's like, yeah. It's done a whole different way. It's almost part of the whole deal. I'm not trying to cast any horrors upon you, okay? It's just that I've seen so much of this stuff happen and how it changes through time and what's accepted, what's not accepted. Nobody, you know you're a pro when you get stabbed in the back.
Right. Oh my goodness, you should see my first day on set of the like actual big set. Mm-hmm. It was funny. I was standing in for Nina Dobrev on Vampire Diaries. I hope I
yes, you were
her last
on the you were on the Vampire Diaries. Nina yes. Dobrev.
Yeah, I guess I hope so. That's her last name. The way
how would you say
everybody's
it?
Pronounces Dobrev? It differently.
Dobrev, Dobrov, Dobriv. I don't know. Okay,
I was standing in for her Nina. On one of the shows, but
just Nina.
Yeah. Nina. They didn't even tell me what I was going in for. They just said, hey, can you come in to set? So I just went because, first of all, I love the show. And second of all, because I had never been on any professional SAG union right. Type work. Shoot, okay. So, of course, I was all for it. And I was down to gain experience, you know. So as soon as I get there, I'm meeting people. Actually, Nina just passed by me with curlers in her hair, like, if nothing, you know, and I didn't even think twice about, oh, that's probably, you know, a celebrity, because I just didn't think like that, so I didn't acknowledge her or anything, and I felt kind of bad for it. I mean, but then again, you're not supposed to say hi to
a star and curlers.
Well, to a star and curlers.
They teach you that right
off
the bat.
But you're supposed to say hello to them unless they say hello to you first.
That's rule number one. Yeah. Especially, and then.
Everybody write that down. Hope, don't say hi to celebrities unless they say hi to you first on set.
I hope you're not going to say.
Especially in curlers.
Okay, so, and you were in that. You're in the Vampire Diaries.
Well, I was just standing in for her that day. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I got on set, there was this girl. I won't tell you her name.
No,
but
don't tell me.
I won't. But I thought she was really important for some reason. Like, I thought she was working on the production, like one of the production or PAs or something. I don't know what I thought she was. And because she was just showing me around. But throughout the day, she kept asking me, when are you done? Are you going to leave now? Right? Isn't your, like, time over? Like, she kept asking me weird, like, these questions all day long. And then finally, during one of the scenes, I realized she was doing the same thing I was. She was just standing in. So, and then I got to talking to her, and she told me she'd been working on the set for, like, I don't know, a couple seasons. So everybody around the set was just saying, yeah, be careful with her. She probably feels threatened by you. She doesn't like when new girls come around and all kinds of things. And I'm like, what? I'm not here to, like, do anything to her. I'm just here to do work, you know? I'm just here to do my job, whatever they assign me.
The horrible thing about it to me is what you're saying, is that immediately, because...
Yeah, immediately. She was right, like, when are you leaving?
I think that has something to do with the fact that there is a inborn insecurity. I think that's a lot of times why people become actors or actresses. Why would you want to, why would you want to stand in front of a bunch of people and tell jokes and get the response of, why would you want that?
You
don't even have to be funny asking it. I mean, I'm asking you, you see, if you gave me a joke now,
I wasn't going to give you a joke. Okay. I was going to give you another.
What?
Joke.
Yeah, what is, what?
I enjoy making people laugh.
Okay, that's the stock answer. Yeah, you.
That's going, a stock answer. Yes,
I like giving joy to people. Right? Is that why? What does that mean? No, I really want to get to this because there's nothing wrong with what's actually going on. There's nothing wrong with what actually is going on. And I think you probably both have the same drive. I have no drive. Forget about me. I understand.
You have to park.
No, I understand that. So, but you can't, anybody who gets up and says, you know, I want to do this because, out for someone else, that's the outside. I like to make people laugh. I want to be, you know, why would you want to be an actor? I think the same thing is going on. This girl, whoever this girl may be, is showing her insecurity. She doesn't want to lose that spot because she knows there's so many people out there who can take over. Okay. And that's because she's insecure. But you can't get to that point unless you're somewhat insecure. And I'm not saying you're insecure, but you must have, but there must be something about wanting all actors, all actresses want that love back. They want that. That's why they have, that's why so many of them are shrinks. I'm good. Now, so, poor Jeremy.
I think because
I like to make people laugh. I didn't mean, you know what I mean? We don't. We do like to make people. It's okay, and it's fun, and it's a great thing, okay? But it makes you feel good first.
Well, yeah, okay? the right. Instant gratification. That's why when people ask me which I prefer doing, acting or comedy, I usually do say comedy because I like the instant feedback from the audience and the instant gratification.
Acting is, now, you know what I'm talking about, right? So, you know, You could very easily be in her place. You might not react the same way, but you could be, see someone else come in and you could be going, uh-oh.
Well, right? Honestly, that thought didn't even cross my head. Like, I mean, I guess if I were her.
You are aware of your competition. If you're in a place, if you're going to a place.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you go into an audition room, you look at everybody in there.
And it's
I don't size them up, though. Like, I've been so uncomfortable going into some of my.
Size them up?
Yeah. I've been so uncomfortable.
There you go, making people laugh again.
Going into. Oh, my gosh, Jeremy.
Oh, too much.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Grace. Go. Grace Williams here. We're past. Look, you see how quickly it goes. We're past the first hour. We're past the first hour here now. Here, this is Katara Chronicles.
I talk a lot.
We talk. That's what we do on here. Y2K Plus. 14 is the 17th of April. What were you saying? What corner did I paint you in this time?
I was saying something.
Being secure.
Oh, you were talking about sizing up the competition.
Right. Going into this is another reason I prefer acting over modeling. I mean, I don't mind modeling. I'll do modeling whenever. But when I go into these auditions and all the people there, they just look like they hate you. As soon as you walk in, everybody is just looking at you, sizing you up, seeing what you're made out of.
Modeling?
Yeah, this is for, I guess anywhere.
Almost for anything,
it's pretty much anywhere, but I find it mostly in the modeling audition rooms.
The ones who aren't giving her evil looks.
But there's
there was a girl.
There's a, but that's in acting too. If you're reading for even though, because you're all in the waiting room until they call you.
Stink bug over here.
They breed.
Yeah, the don't count paper.
Hey, that's our paper.
It's okay.
He's gonna go put it down the toilet.
Yeah, that's where I most feel it though. That you know, I'm a very social butterfly, so I like to say hi to people and smile and just have a good time no matter where I go. And I don't. Although they are my competition, I don't like to view people like that. Like, if they get it, then hey, you know what? They probably deserve that role, like, over me. You know what I mean? Because I look at some people and I'm like, you know, actually, she does look like more. Because they've sent me on a mom role, because I am a mom, but I don't look like a mom for some reason.
And there we go with those templates.
Like, I look too young.
Stereotypes, yeah. So you can't be a young mom.
Yeah, I'm a young mom, but there was a woman who we were going for a Con Air commercial. I think I was speaking to you the night you guys called me, and I was talking to you about this commercial. It was a Con Air commercial.
Con Air? Wasn't that the...
Con Air, yeah, the steam cleaner.
Nicolas Cage.
They call them Con Air? They call it Con Air?
Con Air.
That was the movie with the convicts on the airplane.
Yeah.
There's a company called Con Air that, cleans...
Well, it was a steam cleaner.
Steam cleaners, they call it Con Air.
And they were looking for a mom role. I'm pretty sure this one is the right one. And I've been to so many that I hope I'm not confusing it. But they did send for mothers, and there was a woman who, as soon as she walked out, I was right behind her. And as soon as she walked out, I just knew. I'm like, okay, she looks like I would cast her if I were a casting agent. She just looked like a mother. And
and a lot of people were calling her a mother when she left, in fact.
She just looked like... I mean, but she was beautiful, you know? And we were all there for the same thing. I know I didn't get it, so I'm pretty sure that girl got it. And as soon as she left, though, she had her hair up in a rubber band. And I heard the guys in there say... Ask all the girls to put their hair up in the rubber band. We liked the way her hair was up in the rubber band. And I knew it. As soon as I had my hair down, and I was like, oh, I didn't prepare for this. Like, I did not prepare for the rubber band.
Moral of the story, always bring a rubber band to an audition.
I brought my rubber band. I had one in my purse, of course. But, I mean, when a girl does her hair, they have it ready a certain way whenever they go somewhere. So when you ask them to change up the style completely... It kind of throws your game off, especially after hearing that that girl, the reason they liked her hair or the reason they liked that was because of her. So she was like the inspiration. So I kind of felt like already when she walked out, I was like, man, she looks like she would get this part. And then as soon as I heard them say, have all the girls put their hair up, I'm like, I think they're going to cast her. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I didn't go in feeling defeated, I went in, I did my job.
It's admirable that you have a positive attitude toward that. In the long run, I would imagine that's going to help you until somebody stabs you in the back. I don't know. No, but I mean, no, it's good. Absolutely. No, hopefully not. No, I'm just saying that it's tough not to grow some armor or another, layer of skin in this business. It's really rough. Even the biggest, hardest working. I won't even say hardest working. Who might say hardest working? You think only Jack Nicholson doesn't work? He hasn't worked in like years.
Not because everybody he's Jack could Nicholson. Be Pauly Shore.
And he was. Well, hey, there's another case of somebody growing up in the business.
I wish I grew up in the business.
you might actually thrive from not having that. But the idea, I think, is that if you go to enough auditions, I think that's what the agent, if I was an agent, I would say to you, look, we got you in for this, and you may think they need a mother. Mm-hmm. See, this is how it could work against you. You don't want to go in there and say, I think they want that lady. Look, before you go in there, you don't know what they're looking for, and that's why you go to all these, and that's why you constantly go to auditions too, right?
Right.
You never know when you're going to be in that spot. And I think it's all about exposure, isn't it?
Exactly.
And trying.
It still puts your resume and your headshot in their hands. I mean, my agent got it wrong the other day. Like, I know I'm ethnically ambiguous, but I do not look Asian, I don't think. And so
no.
She sent me on this this open call. She sent me on an audition for, I think it was a Burger King slot for March Madness.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good spot, a good audition.
But they wanted an Asian?
I think they wanted Asians because everybody in the waiting room was...
Asian.
So I was a little confused as to why I was there. But, I mean, I never knock anything that I go to. I mean, I drove all the way there. I wasn't about to leave. So I still did it. I still did the audition, did everything that they requested of me. But, yeah, I mean... It is about getting out there and putting your resume in their hands.
What I was watching the other night were two actors and people who had actually been on series and stuff. And, you know, and they're still going out afterwards and auditioning. It's not like somebody picks up, you know, on you and then automatically calls you, or that your agent always – you still have to go look for things. What was
I was just going to agree with Grace.
And about what?
About just – trying to get the resume in their hands and the headshot and things like that, and networking. So it's pretty much all about that. And
well, sure, that's why he said, "What, you don't have a Twitter account? You don't have an Instagram account?
Exactly.
Get you." Because now you want to be a face everywhere. That anybody can just go, "Well, who is that? You know that Grace Williams? Put her on there." She should be Rita Ramos. No, I'm sorry. Okay. Rita Ramos.
The other thing is
Chang.
Stage
time. Maybe Rita Chang, and you can get if you went out, if you change your name every time, you could have passed. You could have said, "My name is Ani Chang," and they would have went, "Oh,
they
well, listen,
for all of the Burger King information.
I know, you can't lie. Go ahead, Mark.
I know I couldn't lie.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the other important thing is stage time. Just get up and do as much as possible wherever you can.
What do you do now to practice acting? How do you practice acting? Just you went to school.
Going to auditions in school. And practicing that in school.
You can't practice at auditions. You got to be prepared for it. Don't you have to?
No. I mean, you go to some auditions and they don't give you the script beforehand. Sometimes they give you a minute to memorize it. Sometimes you don't memorize
it. Oh, they give it. Oh, I see. They give you like, they want a couple reading.
Seconds. Here's all right, have as much memorized as you can. Yeah.
Read this.
Go out there. Sometimes it's teleprompter. You just never know. So it's always different.
Here's the other thing about actors in terms of this thing about insecurity. Not that I don't have any understanding of insecurity, but the reason acting bothered me all along is that you really have to learn to be other things, and you have to learn, you know, and every acting part I ever did, and I think it's because there's a bit of self-consciousness. Every acting thing I ever did, see on a wall there, see that little red thing that nobody can see? See that red, that's a frame from the movie Meteor with, and I'm in it. See, that's me there, next, the second from the right.
When he was young.
That's a frame. When was that? When I was what? That's
just
from
a few years ago.
From a movie.
When you were young.
Yeah, you know, Sean Connery was in that movie, and they think he has Alzheimer's. I don't. So sharp.
Around Hollywood right now saying, I was in Meteor with Frank Coppola.
No, here's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I'm bad an actor. I'm a bad actor because I can't get into being whoever I have to be. I mean, if you're just a guy running around like that and stuff, and I've done some stage. And stage, I had to be like, in other words, comedy.
You had to be a vampire.
Well, comedy is easy for me because I just kind of like being myself. But it would have changed. If I wanted to be an actor, someone would say, like, okay, now, well, how would I do Death of a Salesman? I'm not going to do Death of a Salesman. How am I going to do Death of a Salesman? Acting wise. What about you acting wise? They say comics turn out to be good, dramatic actors. But I have a real problem with that, and some comics always look like they're comics.
Dane Cook,
you know.
Yeah, Dane Cook started doing stand up. Well, then dramatic movie. Okay, I'm done.
Not dramatic.
Hey,
no, he did do some dramatic.
Hey, what's his name? His name was a stand up comedian, a damn good one. Who he's won two Oscars.
Which one?
I forgot his name.
Jonah Hill.
No, come on, American Dream and The Usual Suspects.
American
what's his
Dream?
Name?
Oh, Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, Kevin. No, not Pollak. The other guy.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey was
a
stand-up.
Stand up.
Oh, absolutely did stand up. Yes, he did.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely did stand up. Don't tell me I'm old. I know.
He's old.
When I was young,
I
was doing stand up when I was young. So what I'm saying is, how do you deal with...
What's wrong with Kevin Pollak?
He was a stand-up, too. I know. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Him.
He was good in Casino. Did you see him in Casino?
He was good in Casino.
Jeez, Jeremy, calm down.
I just like to steer the conversation a different way.
No. Give it back to... Listen, Grace.
Give it back to
her. Do you sit home? Do you practice dialects? Do you sit home? What do you do? Well, what are you doing in the acting classes? What are they doing in there? What are you doing?
They give you a couple of monologues to practice, and you have to, first you have to break down the monologue, and you have to really analyze each, in these classes, it's not just like read and perform.
Very academic,
You have to break it down and find hidden words and hidden meanings that give a little bit about the character's past, like where the character's from. Would the character have an accent, depending if where they resided, as opposed to... I'm thinking of this one... What's that book? Are you still reading the same book in the class that I did?
Acting class, too?
Jeremy's in the same acting class that...
Did you ever do a scene
that
together?
I took last semester.
We've done scenes together.
Have you done a scene together? So
we've done full films together. What book are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
The Fundamental... That class?
Yeah, fundamentals of acting class.
Because I can't see. I don't. David Mamet. Who's doing it?
In this class that we both took, you have to read two David Mamet books. Well, one of them is written by David Mamet, and it's called Truth and False. And then the other one is by students.
It's a novel.
It's an instructional book on acting.
Oh, an instructional book on acting. Yeah, okay. Right.
And the other one is the other book is called.
He's the author of that list I gave you. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the author. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
The other one's called. The other book was called The Principles of Acting or something like that. And it was written. It was written by a bunch of students who took him and William H. Macy's class. Apparently. Mamet and
it's amazing how the newer ones. Well, of course, Mamet is now a landmark kind of actor.
And, yeah.
But a lot of the old, really good textbooks are gone. Now they're using a lot of new ones. You're doing scenes and stuff in here. You break down the monologues. You do scenes and what. What?
I look online too, and I get, or I go to the bookstore and buy books. Or I borrow books from Jeremy. Borrow a book from you. That was a theater performance, right?
Yeah, you won.
Monologues in theater.
Oh well, yeah, it's obviously much talking. Yeah.
So she had to get a play quick to do a monologue for this class that we were taking.
Yeah.
So I let her borrow a play that, coincidentally, is called Grace.
Of course it would be. I didn't know that. He Grease? Just thought it would Grease? Be good with me.
Grease?
Grace.
Oh, Grace.
The name of the play is Grace.
Oh, Grace. Okay.
And I let her borrow the play so she could do a monologue at it.
That was very good. So I can either, you can go to bookstores and buy monologues.
Sure.
And you can practice that way. Always trying to practice. You don't necessarily have to pay for classes unless, like I said, unless it's somebody who's already, who's been in the industry and who knows what they're talking about, as well as still current in the industry. Like, you don't want to go with somebody like, say, my old agent, and who did modeling for a little while, and he's not doing it anymore. So he doesn't know what's happening anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he was never an agent in that industry. He just brought it back to a small city where nobody really knew anything about modeling or acting. So
when you go to Hollywood, you're going to bring... You're going to be looking for an agent.
No, I have my agents.
He can handle it in Hollywood when you go there.
When I go to California, I'll probably be looking for more agents. Okay. Just because your agent can only do regional things. Like, you're not really supposed to have more than one agent in per region. But for example, since I have Click, I have them in Georgia, and I have Reinhardt in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of little roles. You can. It's just that they don't like that.
What
agents don't like that. So it's better to have just one,
right?
Per region, where or per state, wherever you are.
And when do you sleep? How do you do this now, though? This is also amazing too.
I do crazy things. Like, I never sleep. I'm like a vampire.
This is hard. This is not good health, because you're going to have, hard. How old is your child now?
She's 18 months.
18 months. Oh, so she's not demanding at all. 18 months. Okay. Your husband obviously helps an awful lot.
Yeah, he helps.
And he must be very supportive, or you wouldn't
be very supportive.
Wanting to be an actress.
I'm very grateful that he is so supportive. It gets hard because since I do have my daughter, it is hard to find somebody to watch her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Since I don't have my family here, I rely a lot on his family. And if they're busy, I just can't go. I hate to say no to auditions. I hate it.
Yeah.
But if I know I can't get somebody to watch her, I'm not going to go and say, oh, yeah, book me for that or submit me for that role or that audition when I know I can't make it. I won't do that because then that makes me look bad and it just wastes everybody's time.
So, yeah, I had a lot on your table there.
Oh, but I honestly am doing great with handling it, managing it. Hunger Games.
And school's overdone soon, though, right?
School's over soon, thank God.
But I mean, for good?
Oh,
you done?
Thank God.
Are you graduating?
Jeremy's graduating.
Oh, you're not graduating. He is.
Right.
Oh, you got more years to go.
I have one more.
Okay.
unfortunately. But like I told Jeremy, if I make it big before then, forget school for a little while, pick it up later. No, just kidding.
She's right.
She's right. Well,
absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely forget it. What, are you kidding me? Of course you forget it. You don't.
Right? Well, I keep telling you.
There's nothing like on the job. Look, on the job experience is the best experience you can
exactly.
get.
So if you're getting paid, I learn the most when I'm on set.
You're just going to, even if you've done a lot of stuff and everything, and then suddenly you're acting in a film or something like that, you're learning as you go along. You're obviously, even if you did 10 pictures of it, you're going to be better in your fifth than you were in your first.
Oh,
and
yeah.
better in your fourth than you were in your second. What do you, I know you like to make people
laugh. Well, I amazed myself.
This is another reason why you'll never get it. You'll never get to, if they remake Streetcar, you're not going to be, don't go, Jeremy. I don't think you'll be a Kowalski.
Okay. For the second time they try and make a Peter Sellers biopic.
You might be able to do another Peter Sellers somewhere along the way. He does. He has a Peter Sellers type look. You know, well, listen. How far does
somebody
how
says Grace, your
I don't want to get back. What
somebody said, Grace looked like Jessica Biel.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I've gotten that before.
Yeah. I don't remember her. Who is she?
I don't see it.
Yule's Gold. Remember that?
Oh God, she was in Yule's Gold. That's a long time. Jeez, that's when she was young, right?
Think of was Seventh Heaven.
No, you don't look like you look different than your picture, though. I think that I was serious about that. I wasn't just trying to flatter you. You look better than
in
that
person.
Picture. So and then everybody was like gaga-ing over
headshot.
That picture.
That
yeah,
was a quick headshot.
Yeah, you should maybe you should use one of your Instagrams.
One of my selfies.
When you came, I was like, who's she? When you walked in, I went, that's her. Because
I look older in my picture, a little more mature.
You look different. I don't know if it's older. Ask Jeremy. He knows who's younger, who looks younger and older. Just ask him.
Oh yeah, because he said.
And the thing about Jeremy,
she gets it now.
Frank yeah. wants to be 30.
Jeremy,
well, Frank, when I said that was younger, I meant like just a few years ago.
I know.
I know that right now you're only 27.
No, I'm not. I'm 48. You know that.
I'm sorry. Wisdom. Yeah, you were 27 when you did Meteor. That's right.
And I'm wisdom, my good man. It comes. Devious Maids. Why does that sound? I saw a trailer for that. I never saw it. Yeah,
was the promotion for season two. I was in that with Jason Derulo. The song that what's that song? Oh my gosh, I can't even sing it. No, it was not that song.
No, I don't know.
I don't want to sing it.
Investigative Discovery.
Yes, that was for an Amish show. They do a lot of like my best friend killed my boyfriend or
so
that,
what
it's that
they
tough.
Do a lot of things
it's
like that,
tough
but this
Amish culture. Where
this one was a different one. They were trying to do something different. It was more of a fable that goes on in the Amish community. It's been passed down about this girl ghost. So they were doing something on that,
okay.
And I just had a supporting role in that. It's, it's small.
So what you're trying to say is that you've been Amish, Asian, and ethnically ambiguous.
Yes, that's it. Here, all in one. Right. That should be on this here, right here.
It falls in the category.
Although I am, ethnically ambiguous. you've been Game Day program. You're in print too.
Mm-hmm. I did a
this
commercial.
Is not...
Yeah, I did for Panthers, North Carolina Panthers, and Pepsi mm-hmm. commercial.
What do they do, the Panthers? Are those basketball Panthers? What are
football.
They?
Football.
Football. I don't even know. So.
We were representing number 28, Stewart.
I gave that a bunch.
Stewart.
Yeah, you could be a cheerleader.
Yeah, there's been some stuff for that too.
Just saw the name Kent Smith on here, and it's not obviously not. He's dead because he was young. There was a famous Kent Smith actor in B movies many years ago. This is what I want to get into here now because I touched on it before. How much of movie history? I mean, you obviously don't go to theater. You mean talking about movies? I mean, how much now do you watch? Because it's all different now because you want to be an actress. So I mean, you watch it. It's like I watch movies like 10 times for different reasons in terms of structure and writing and stuff, because you could see from different angles. What do you watch? Because now, you know, television, between television and the net, we have a lot, there's things, you know, you can see anything in terms of classics. What do you watch and what do you learn from historically movies?
I watch a lot of different movies, mostly TV shows, but I haven't seen a lot of recent movies.
Well, I'm not talking about recent. Do you watch like Turner Classic Movies? Do you watch?
I've seen a lot of old movies, especially in my classes that we've been taking. We're watching a lot of Western films, like way old. You know
what in the Golden Age?
Casablanca.
Yeah, you know, I still can't. I don't know. I don't want to get into Casablanca, but
that's not Western. But I'm saying like those are.
I think it was West.
Singing in the Rain.
What was it? West Casablanca, like, West India, though. Wasn't that West? What do you watch in what? Snowflake. Or are there anything? I don't say what. Because in terms of
when I look at
classic
a
actresses, let's narrow it down. Yeah. Classic actresses. Let's go. How far back do you go in terms of Rosebud? Rosebud?
Yeah, we've both did. What was that movie?
You know that actress? Nobody ever saw her again. The one who played Susan in that movie? Whatever happened to her anyway? I don't know. What movie?
Same movie.
Shirley Temple?
No, not Shirley Temple.
In Citizen
I didn't
Kane?
Watch that. Citizen Kane. There we go. I was asking who? Jeremy for the title.
The girl?
He refused to give it up to me.
The girl who played Susan?
No. No.
Okay.
I was just asking for Citizen Kane, the title.
So that's the classic time. Who do you like back there? And then do you like Lana Turner? Do you like who did? Oh, this is like this isn't. She doesn't get points for this.
Marilyn Monroe.
You don't give them points.
Thanks,
points.
Sir.
I just thought it was Darkest Story.
Marilyn Monroe was taking acting lessons till the day she died. I mean, she was always. She went to Strasbourg.
They do say try to be constantly doing acting and being in classes. I just don't want to pay crazy amounts of money to, like, everybody says different things. There are some people that never even paid for acting classes and they're just natural actors. I mean, but I think, like, you should pay for lessons. I feel like you should pay for lessons. But I don't think you should, waste all your life savings on taking acting lessons.
Here on Cotola Chronicles, we're money managing our acting careers.
Honestly, my husband. Here's the top of it.
No, I'm saying is this.
You have to spend money to make money, but.
No, places like when you mentioned Marilyn Monroe, that's when this came up because the Strasbourg's theater. I mean, his play. Everybody was dying to go there. Marilyn Monroe went there, and any number of people went there. The method acting type thing. Are you into any of that kind of stuff?
I appreciate older films. When I look at a film, now that I've taken so many classes in school, I kind of break down from the production angle. I like to look at like what kind of shots they're doing, aerial views, close-up, extreme close-up, long view, long shots.
Filmmaking, though. I mean, who...
Right. But you're talking about the actors.
Actresses,
really...
mostly. I mean, are there any you identify with from way back? Nothing? No one knows?
No. I met Deborah Reynolds, the one from Singing in the Rain.
Debbie Reynolds. You're the first person ever called her Deborah Reynolds. Isn't that...
Deborah.
Every time I say Debbie, people correct me and they say Deborah Reynolds.
Nobody's... That's yeah. You met Debbie Reynolds, who, of course,
Reynolds.
Is the mother of who?
Deborah.
Who is she the mother? Who is her... Deborah. Who's her daughter? Her daughter? You know her daughter? Carrie Fisher is her daughter. You know Carrie Fisher from Star Wars and then later on getting Postcards from the Edge?
I always look to Jeremy for celebrity names because I'm awful.
When did you meet Debbie Reynolds?
Deborah.
Jeremy is going to be my celebrity info guy for when I become famous. Jeremy is my... Who is that person?
No, this is fine. I don't think... There's no prerequisites for this stuff. I'm just asking you the normal kind of stuff. I mean,
well,
it's okay.
I met her when I was working...
Deborah.
in El Paso, I was working, I mean, I had a number of jobs, but I was working at the airport, and it was a day I was doing SkyCap duty, which is when you go and you pick somebody up if they need a wheelchair. So I went to pick this woman up. I didn't know it was Debbie. There were people asking
she
for
needed
her
a wheelchair?
Autographs. Yeah, well, she didn't
old.
Need a wheelchair, but
I knew
she,
her when she was young,
she's
right?
Gorgeous. Oh, my goodness.
When she was young.
I knew her when she was young. Okay.
Well, she, no, I know, she didn't need it for that. She broke her heel or something on the plane.
Did you know it was her when you went to?
No, I didn't know it was her. I mean, people were coming up and asking for her autograph, and I was just like, who is this? I didn't even bother looking at her face, really. I mean, once you go through the day, you kind of just blur people out. I mean, a few celebrities would come in, you know, here and there. But, I mean, not too many. It's El Paso. Like, nobody goes there.
I don't understand how you can hang out with a guy like Jeremy who sees and who doesn't just know everyone by face, but he has to get a picture with everyone.
Exactly.
When he's like, hey,
no, I got a picture with her.
Guy over
I
there.
Did get a picture with her. I ended up, yeah, I took her down to her baggage, her luggage, with her and her daughter. Actually, her daughter was
Let's
there.
Get that on Instagram as soon as we
there.
Can, all right? That picture of you and you and Deborah. Go ahead.
Deborah.
Yes.
Deborah. You know,
no, I mean, so. I only brought her from the plane.
Now,
the
after you met her, did you see some of her movies after that and go, wow, that's her?
Yeah,
right?
I saw, when I met her, I had never seen Singing in the Rain, but I heard a couple of the people saying that she was known for that movie specifically. So I was like astonished at the amount of talent that she had. I know back then, I think they were doing voiceovers, so I don't think it was her voice. I think somebody else was doing her voice, but it was like all her dancing. It's pretty crazy back then in Hollywood how they used to manage everybody. They used to use other people's voices for other people and different things. So I just was taken back that I had the opportunity to meet her. She's
but you
such
met
an incredibly
in doing the stuff you did. Who
lady.
Did you meet on in Hunger Games that you knew? Because I probably don't know these people. A lot of these people. Who did you meet that you knew?
I didn't meet them per se, but I worked very closely, like touching, like I can touch them if I laid my hand out. Like if I
could
reached
you?
My hand
could
out,
you? Would they
I
let
could
you?
Touch them. It was Jennifer Lawrence and Liam Hemsworth.
Okay. Ah, Jennifer Lawrence. Now Jennifer Lawrence.
She's the star of Hunger Games.
So she's
and
the one
she
who
had an American.
Is she in the Snow White, Snow Huntsman? Is that Jennifer Lawrence?
Kristen Stewart.
Who
no,
is she? That's Kristen
Stewart.
Stewart.
She's the vampire. I mean,
she's in it.
The,
oh, she's,
yeah, she's the vampire.
Isn't
she's
she in
the
Hunger
Twilight
Games?
Girl.
She's in Hunger. No,
no she's not.
Oh,
in Hunger
I'm
Games.
Sorry, I got them mixed up. Okay.
They're both pretty popular.
Why is Jennifer? So. What else has Jennifer Lawrence been in that I know?
House at the End of the
Okay, I don't know. Oh, that you know who did that? That was what's her, you know Peg was on that shoot. Isn't it Peg? Peg Robinson was on.
Oh, what did she?
House at the End of the Street with isn't that a what's his name movie? Boy, I'm terrible. Isn't that a what's his name movie? Jennifer who?
West
what are
Craven?
We talking about? I'm asking her about things and I don't even remember them.
Well, there's a difference.
Well,
there's
newer
Last
people.
House on the left and then House at the End
All
of the
right,
Street.
All right, the same neighborhood though, right?
Jennifer Lawrence was in the Hunger what Games. Else? She was in that American Hustle.
Oh, she's in American Hustle. She won an Academy Award last year. The year before last.
Yeah,
okay, I got
she's
it.
For,
the
award. She
for
won
what?
For
what?
Yeah,
she won for
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes. Okay, now I know her. Okay, let's go back. So you could have... So, okay, so you were... Okay. So
she
you
plays younger Mystique in the new X-Men movies?
Yeah.
You know who
you know
the old
big,
Mystique was?
I have read two...
Older Mystique?
Forget it. I've read
Rebecca
two,
Romaine Stamos,
two
John
giant
Stamos.
Articles, two giant articles now because the publicity machine that is behind Scarlett Johansson now is just incredible. What they are, what you know, she's got 1,000 movies coming out. She's got a baby coming out and baby coming out. Well, she does have a baby coming out.
This June coming.
I know.
To a hospital near you.
I think that's incredible though. Like. I mean, although I have my daughter, and yes, I love her, and I think I spend more time with her than my husband does, actually. Even with all the craziness that's been going on and everything I've been doing, I actually
well, she's a daughter
a
too,
lot
so
of time.
There's a lot
oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, I want to do this like not only for myself because it's my dream, but I also want to show my daughter like in the future. I want to be able to tell her, "Hey, look, mommy did this and mommy did that, and it was all while I had you." Like you don't have to give up your dreams when you have children.
Well, it's a good lesson. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, kids Now I'm going to sound like Dr.
Dr.
Phil. Old Dr. Dr. Phil, whatever. You know, kids don't care. A kid just doesn't care. A kid doesn't care now. I think it's a great bragging point later on. That's my mom, man, Hunger Games. And she's like, you know, you're now like my age. I hope you make it. Well, I mean, you know, not many people are as old as I am, right, Jeremy?
Oh, Jeremy?
That's right, Jeremy. I mean, if you could get this old, right, Jeremy?
Rebecca Romijn Stamos was Mystique in the old.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he loves to make people laugh, doesn't he? So listen. You don't have to, certainly don't have to have, I mean, you're handling motherhood, parenthood as you should. I don't, you're not guilty about any of this, are you?
No, I don't feel right. guilty at all. I mean,
you're doing this, you're doing this and no. you don't mind. You're doing, you know, oddly enough, as busy as you are right now, and you can read all the stories about even about these people, as busy as you are now, you would, spending more time probably with your child now mm-hmm. than if suddenly, if it gets really busy and things really start to roll with you,
right.
you're going to have to make plans to be with your child.
I'm going to be flying out
that.
To L.A.
And it's
soon
odd
too.
That you should bring up Debbie Reynolds because her daughter has had, you know, had a rough and tumble time with her mother, even though her mother was a giant star while she was growing up. If you read the book Postcards from the Edge, you'll read a lot about Carrie Fisher growing up. And it took her a long time.
I think Debbie was from El Paso. I think she was born there, and then she moved to California.
But her, she had to have her, she even though she had money, the kid was always with her on the set, and the kid grew up in a weird atmosphere. But the point is, even though the kid is with her, it's so demanding being an actress if you're that kind of an actress that you wind up being busier. So you're actually working your way into a situation
right.
where you would get more busier.
Mm-hmm.
More busier? What kind
busier.
Of English is that?
It's okay. It's
Jeremy?
Not, it's nighttime.
Oh, it's okay. He started to tweet again. So he's...
He's texting. I can see him. He's texting.
Grace Marie Williams, or as I will always call her, Rita Ramos, is with us. Gatolo Chronicles here. And as we go into the last 15 minutes of what else, what is your... Forget about stardom thing. Forget about everything. Forget money and everything like that. What would be, you think, the pinnacle role right now? I mean, this can change over the years, but right now, what would you say, like, wow, if I could just do that?
Oh, my God. I wish I could be in Hunger Games, but it's already passed. That time
well,
has passed.
So, well, I mean, in that kind of a so spectacle, a woman centerpiece lead role
mm-hmm,
in a spectacle
right.
like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think I can do it. I have a lot of drive. And,
you could. No, obviously, yeah. I think it's easier to do something like that, though, than it is to do something like Network or, you know, like...
oh, geez, right?
Like, remember Network?
The Network?
No, Network. Did you see Network? Network? Have you seen Network?
Yeah, she's still alive. That was only a couple years ago. Debbie Reynolds.
Yes, I know she's still alive. Nobody said she died.
Jeremy.
She was born in El Paso.
Yeah, I knew it. And, you know, Omar...
On April Fool's Day.
Omar.
Ooh. And Omar, the guy... Let's go
the
back.
Rug
let's
maker?
Backtrack all
Where
the way.
Where are we?
No, Omar Rodriguez from The Sentimental Engine Slayer.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course.
The guy
Admiral
from the band.
Rodriguez.
Omar.
He was also born in El Paso, and then he moved to California because his band took off, so... It's kind of crazy. Like,
so you really see yourself in that a very see yourself as very contemporary, and I see yes. it that way too. If I was a director or a cast, I would not think of remaking Network and putting you in it. But I haven't seen you act, so I don't know. What do you like better? There's an old saying, and I don't know who said it to me, but and who said it in the first place about drama and comedy. My comedian says dying is easy. Comedy is hard.
I heard that. I keep hearing comedy is very, very difficult.
How do you feel? What do you
Jeremy,
feel better?
Jeremy knows.
What are you more comfortable, or what would you be more comfortable in, drama or comedy, or do you want to master both?
I would hope to master as much as I can. I would like to make my way to comedy eventually, but I really like romantic comedy would be funny.
They don't make screwball comedies anymore.
I like adventure and they should. Thriller and, you know, honestly, if I could just get in a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, oh my gosh, my life would be made.
I heard he gained like 100 pounds.
He is a brilliant actor.
Hey, remember
but
that
I don't think I'm at the level yet to be next to him. I think he would intimidate me so much that I might start shaking.
Well, so, in the beginning, we all do.
Remember that Martin Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Which one?
Which one?
Exactly. That Martin Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, right, everyone.
It's like that show on Lifetime about those girls.
I couldn't stand Titanic.
Get out of here,
and that's
Jeremy.
Of course where that's where he, you know, I want to talk about him too. But boy, you see, every time The Aviator is on, I watch it again and again and again. I think he's really become brilliant. But I think that you need some of that exposure with someone, because you know, and you know this too from acting class, right? I mean, who you act with reflects. You
right.
Also.
You work off of each other.
Yes.
It's a back and forth thing, definitely.
Leo.
Because you having a good actor right beside you, like, it just makes you want to be that much better. If they're good and you just bounce off of each other's, like, emotion or anything, like, whatever you guys are throwing out there.
Unfortunately, you're in classes with him and you have to do with Jeremy.
Jeremy? No, we're not in the same class, but Jeremy, I'm sure, is a good actor.
Oh, you're not? I thought you were in the same class. You said you did scenes together in school.
No, we don't.
Not in that class, but we've done scenes together.
Okay. I wish we prepared something. I could have done the scene.
Huh?
I said, I wish you could have prepared something. This is amazing.
Right now.
You can?
Jeremy.
You? You're not a guest. You're the co-host.
Okay.
She's the guest.
I'm
going to ask her to do that. I'm not going to put her on the spot.
So
that's not.
I'm such a terrible actor. I thought.
I didn't say you were a terrible actor. There's certain. I said I was a terrible actor because I was a better actor when I was a kid. Because kids are. And that's why kids play. That's why kids are the best. You know. That's why young kids can be great actors, and why kids are good because they play and they do into role play and everything like that.
As you grow up,
they have no fear.
You lose that sense of play.
Yeah, and the last bunch of people that I dealt with role play. Well, we won't get into that. Look, here's the deal.
Oh, okay, role play.
No, here's the deal. I love how that you have to put all this stuff. I didn't. Now I'm looking at you right now, and I saw you walk in. You don't have 39 hips. What the heck is
39?
Oh, is that? You have to actually put all this stuff
down.
Yeah,
I have to put my measurements.
Right? I haven't seen a composite in ages. And there's no you don't have a composite. You just have this.
No, my headshot, actually, it's the one I sent you. I didn't bring any of my headshots. I mean, I can send you one. I'll send you one with my autograph on it.
Limited Spanish?
How about that? Yay.
Limited Spanish.
Yeah, because I was born in El Paso, and everybody there speaks Spanish and English. But my mother spoke fluent English, like only English in my home, and my grandparents spoke Spanish back and forth to each other whenever they were angry, so I picked up a little bit here and there, and obviously you have to be bilingual in El Paso to get a job, so.
Snowboarding.
Yeah, I do a little bit of snowboarding. Fall on my butt a lot, but yeah, it's fun.
You have singing here too.
It's fun.
What's drive stick?
Drive stick shift?
Like, you drive a stick shift?
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yeah.
It's on your interest.
I thought that was kind of
oh,
funny.
Oh, skills. An interest and skills.
That's like way.
You're right, though. Not many people. I don't know. A lot of people know how to, especially people your age don't know a lot driving drive with a stick.
You would think that they would, too, because most people like fast cars and fast.
What is the difference between these are stupid questions here now. We're running. I'm going to give you an opportunity to say whatever you want to say for the next couple of minutes, but I just want to know, what is medium brown?
What? Where?
Eyes are medium brown. They're medium, because I was looking at them. I went, they look dark to me, not medium, or light brown. Are eyes medium brown?
Heavy brown?
There's different shades of brown.
There's James Brown. I got James Brown eyes,
really, really
you know?
Light brown
I
eyes.
Feel good about it, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't say mine are.
He shakes his head when I do a bad joke,
head.
You know? Because he goes,
those are
another
like,
joke I'll
head?
Never do. Another one of those bad jokes. Not me, because I'm...
All my jokes come from Frank.
My jokes, because I want people to laugh. Tell everybody Now, just give you the stage.
Maybe
here.
I'll just leave brown on there from now on.
Give you the stage. I'm going to give you the stage here in our last 8 minutes. 8 minutes that we have here. Grace Murray Williams has been our guest here on Cthulhu Chronicles, and she'll come back and tell us more another time, when she's not so busy. And I do appreciate it. I know how busy you are doing all this stuff, so I appreciate you coming all the way out here into the hitherlands. Tell everybody what you want to tell them, or talk to some about your being an actress, or being an actress, or your drive, or your I don't know. Say what you want to say.
Well, I wrote down some little points for people that are just starting out and don't really know too much. Basic questions that people might have is, how much do you pay for a headshot? This is like the most searched thing, I think. And don't pay more than $200 to $300 for a headshot, people. Really. I mean, some people are trying to charge $500, $400, $1,000 for headshots. You guys are crazy. And if you guys are charging people that much, shame on you. So don't pay more than anywhere between $200 to $300 is pretty much the norm. Get practice, but don't overpay for it. And I'm talking about the classes. And make sure that you're getting taught by real professionals that are current in the entertainment industry. When going to auditions, don't wear nail polish.
Don't wear nail polish.
People don't like that. Okay, that's a good tip. And wear little to no makeup. Less is more in this industry sometimes. And they like to look at you as a blank canvas to see how they can work with you and what they can do. So unless otherwise instructed, don't do that. Just less is more. Remember that. Also, a lot of people have trouble with asking who are the agents to go to or what agencies are good. My recommendation is reviews, people. The internet is your friend. Do not be afraid to look up the agencies. I mean, you can find most of what you need to know based on people's comments.
You don't want to be represented by Craigslist. I think that's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would probably
make
not
myself,
look...
I probably like making myself laugh, okay, Jeremy? Either. That's why I do it. I like making myself laugh. Go ahead.
Hey, that's Robert Buckman to you.
Go ahead. No, it wasn't Buckman. What did I say? Robert?
Thanks.
Go on. These are good tips. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. No, and that was pretty much my last one.
Those are simple things that everyone, and there must be plenty of people out there who want to.
Although I do all this, I do think it's important to be on top of your education as well. I'm doing very well in school. I mean,
other subject do you excel?
We do media production, so that's the other thing I'm doing. I always seem like, no matter what, I want to be in the entertainment industry.
So you want
to
learn everything about it?
I want to learn everything that I can.
That's good, because
about
that help that would help you be a better actress. It would help you do other stuff, and then eventually maybe even direct.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what you'll fall into later on. But I'm on the dean's list, and I'm also in the top 10% of seniors and graduate students.
So you're saying it's good to be smart too.
Yes, I think you actually have to have some brains.
So getting in other, what are the other subjects?
Jeremy.
And these are regular academic subjects too?
Yeah, this is just in the overall. They take the percentage of every Penn State institution,
everything,
and then they combined it. And I mean, if they put me in the top 10%, good luck.
Well, that's
just joking.
Pretty good.
No.
Huh? In the top 10%.
No. But I do think education is important. So not only am I doing all this, am I a mom? Am I a wife? I'm a, you know, actress,
snowboarder,
model.
Snowboarder, stick shifter.
Amateur snowboarder. Amateur everything.
And you're young. And it's great because you're young. And not like some of those old people still out there doing things.
Deborah!
Jeremy, you are crazy.
Everyone's going to see us. They're going to see things. They're going to see you. I have sense about these kind of things. I wanted to talk more about a bunch of other stuff in terms of Hollywood, but we'll do that again.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that now.
Things I have coming up.
Yes, tell us some things you're coming.
I was just contacted by, it's exciting news. Jeremy?
What's coming up? Go.
Okay. I was just contacted by three directors and or producers. I can't really tell you exactly. But for different projects. And they're all taking place in the summer, as far as I know. The first one I was contacted for is for a sequel to a movie that was already created. And that's really exciting. So, and they're going to start filming in August in the state of Washington. So,
oh, the state. Yeah. That's a beautiful up there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I've been the there. Second one is this person just contacted me. And this one is for an indie low budget film. And he's coming down from Spain. He's bringing an Italian actor to play the male lead in this film. And I'm one of the female leads.
Hmm.
And actually for all of the projects that I've been presented lately and that they've been coming with me, I'm a lead in,
great. In the see, project. I told, so, I see, I didn't even know that. And I'm really telling exciting. Everyone you're going to see a lot of you doing things.
Well, the indie low budget, we're going to see how that goes. We're going to be filming in three different states for that. And
these days,
he's
going
to pay for me to take boxing lessons, so that's kind of
exciting. Oh, yeah. It's just, yeah. And, see, there's so many theaters to run. I don't know. It's a different thing than in the old days for low budget and stuff like that. I mean, there's still many people. You could see anything anywhere. Go ahead. Because
and
there's
more. I think the sequel one, the one I'm doing a sequel to, that one I think is already SAG. That's going to be SAG. And the final one is the one I'm probably the most excited about. And that's the one that's flying me out to California probably next week to meet with me. That one I can't really say about the project, but it's a really popular TV show that's already on TV, and they're going to make a movie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yours truly was, selected by the casting directors and producers and everything. So I'm really excited to see what they have in store for me when I get down there.
This is terrific, and I can't wish you more luck because regardless of talent and everything, and I'm sure you have it, you're getting a lot of attention It's going to be great, and I hope that it's always, going to be the right place, right time, things that go on.
Thank you.
And happen. And don't get so famous that you won't come back and say hi.
Oh, I would never. I always remember my friends. I told Jeremy, hey, dude, you'll be my,
His case, that's different. It's different, but anyway.
Frank, I'll call you. I'll come by and visit you.
Grace Marie Williams, he's going to drop me like a lead balloon as soon as he gets up.
Jeremy?
Yeah. Grace Marie Williams has been our guest, and she'll be back here. If you're looking for her, go to Grace Marie Williams at Facebook. Go to, I wrote them down, now I lost
follow
them.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, people. I need more friends. It's so sad. I bet when I'm famous, everybody's going to be adding me, and I can't stop people.
At one Grace Williams
right now,
is.
I'm barely starting.
That's Twitter.
At one Grace Williams
that's
on
Twitter.
Twitter.
At one Grace Williams is Twitter. And
My World Alive on Instagram.
Instagram, get
Facebook,
pictures.
Facebook, you can find me easiest by just typing in my full name, and it's Grace Marie Williams.
There you go. Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, you're
I know there's
welcome.
So much
Thank
more
you.
We need to cover, but you have a lot more to do, and then you'll have a lot more to talk about next time. And thank you, Jeremy, for helping to get Grace here this evening.
You're quite welcome. And that's Robert Buckman.
But who? That's Robert. It wasn't Buckman,
what'd
was
you
it?
Say?
It was
Brumshot?
Robert
Burke or something.
Burke or Brink. Brink. It wasn't it Brink.
Brink.
I think it was Brink. Robert.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe Brunk. I could be wrong.
Robert Bronk, Brink, something like that. We'll
play that theme.
We'll be it's old guys. We're just going to trip all over the place. You're finally drinking your coffee. I think that's.
Well, I got around to
I
it.
I think
yeah.
that's terrific. Next week. Well, more next week is wait. Who?
Tom.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I think
that's control over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. You know. We'll yes. Tom. Dr. Waldor.
Waldor.
Jeremy, Robert Brank, and I. Grace will be out in California then next week at that undisclosed set. We'll be watching for when you come back. Oh, they just tell you how long it is before you can do things. They didn't even tell you. Go find Grace, and then you could message her if you want to ask more stuff about acting and stuff. I want to thank everybody for this. I really appreciate it. I can't. I want to mention the names here. First is Jeremy. There's Grace. There's me. There's Wolf and the names and the dead and the living who have managed to get with us.
I'd like to thank
Deborah. Deborah and Robert.
And Leo!
We'll be back. We should be back next week unless something horrible happens, which we don't want to think about. But life is life.
At least Dr. Waldor will be here.
Dr. Waldor will be here with gravitational waves. Huh? How about that for you snowboard better and use your stick shift? I know. We're going to go. Go buy the book. Go buy the book.
Go buy the book. Go buy the documentary.
The documentary, too. Don't forget its tenacity and the gratefulness. It's on IGBM. Or is it IMDb? It's one of those letters. There it is. IMDb. Who are you? We'll get a hold of that. And then with Jeremy, of course, we'll be at Giggles Incorporated this week again.
I'll be at the Chuckle Hut.
At the Chuckle Hut, the Chuckle Giggles and Giggle Chuckles and the whole gang. We got to leave now. Good night, Mrs.
Wait, yeah,
good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be. We'll leave now. I got nothing more to say.
I forgot to say goodbye to Ernstweil.